terrible. But is it? Well, a lot of people don't know. And all I can go on is my instincts and my feeling at the time that it felt good.
And when our body uses our uterus and vagina as a fontanel, or as fontanels, they call that menstruation. It's normal. You're supposed to do this. And I'm reminded of...
And the reason I decided to try some injectable B12 was because, as some of you might know, recently I've had a little bit of mental problems. I've been having hallucinations and shit. I think a lot of that is due to stress. But someone in the comment section actually did remind me that that is a symptom of B12 deficiency. So I figured it might not be a bad idea to just inject B12 to make sure it's being absorbed properly. And typically I just take a B12 supplement in the form of cyanocobalamin. But for the last few months, about 4 or 5 months, I've been taking B12 from a fortified soy milk that I've been taking, and that's a different source of B12. I've been taking that for a few months.
I never said I liked people. I hate people. Some people say they hate people, but I really, really hate people. And I'll be dead fucking serious. I'm a sadist. I enjoy hurting people. When I just beat the ever-living shit out of somebody, I get a warm, tingly feeling inside like I'm being loved. Why the fuck should I have any respect for people? There are some people that I really do love, and I think they're worth something, but the majority of the human race, I just have absolutely no respect for. So don't get on my bad side, make some vegan gains, and be nice to animals, or I'll kill you. So the only use I can see getting out of you is cutting your fucking skin off and turning you into my new fucking wallet! I fucking hate children. They literally make me sick. When I see babies in a commercial, I start to gag and almost throw up, and I have to look away and mute it. And when I see babies in a stroller, especially when they're crying, I just want to put my foot through the fucking thing and step on it until it's nothing but blood and pulp on the fucking pavement! I'm not easily intimidated, and nothing you can do to me is worse than the suffering and death of the animals you eat. So you can make all of the legal threats you want. Nothing is going to stop me from defending the animals that you harm.
Well, essentially, soda is just is sugar. It's sugar and water. So if you can fizzle out the carbonic acid more, it's getting sugar. So I would say Sprite, in my opinion, in my experience, reading comments, is definitely a health food. Not as healthy as fresh fruit, but definitely healthy. There you go. Put it on record. Durant says Sprite is a health food in 2016.
Of usage of what they call paint strainer bags. If you're attacked by mosquitoes, you can't do any better than a paint strainer bag. Head, and they do have smaller sizes, and those are the 1 gallon size, and that will work really well for your hands. So if you're out in a forest, you can walk comfortably around, you know, with still have effective use of your hands.
People look at our lifestyle and think that's extreme, but these people that are living on macas, they don't understand what damage they're doing to their bodies. I fully disagree with the food pyramid. I think that there's a lot of propaganda behind that, the creation of that pyramid. If you eat only fruit, you don't experience anywhere near as much sickness as you would do if you're eating a standard diet. A lot of people would look at me and think I'm skinny, maybe anorexic, but that's not true at all. I mean, I eat as much as I need to. My energy levels aren't low, they're good. My mind is clear, it's sharp. I lost some teeth.
A lot of children here aren't growing as fast as their peers. But would you really expect someone to grow at the same rate when someone's injecting hormones and someone's not?
Yeah,
it's nonsense. And then we're going on average again, so average to healthy, two different things.
That's a great answer. I love it.